Today is Shemsat Menachos Daf Nun. We will begin on Daf Nun Amar Aleph at the end of the fourth line. The Gemara begins by quoting the Mishnah that we learned on Daf Mem Tes Amar Aleph. The Mishnah discussed if the Karban Tamid, we know the Karban Tamid was supposed to be brought in the morning and in the evening, and the Karban Tamid was not brought in the morning, may you bring it in the evening. The Mishnah also discussed the halacha about the k'tiris, that the k'tiris was brought half in the morning and half in the evening. The halacha is, again, the Mishnah discusses what happens if one was missing. So the Tanna Kamma said that the two carbon tamids and the two portions of k'tiris are not ma'ak of each other. If you didn't bring one, you could bring the other. Rav Shimon added a qualification. He said, only if it was shagig or oinus does that halacha apply, not if it was mazit. Says the Gemara, by kriva kevsa biker, Amr Shimon, v'kula haisa krev ben abayim. Shimon went on to say that if the tyrus wasn't brought in the morning, then you should bring the entire portion of the tyrus in the afternoon. And then Rav Shimon added, that the Mizbeach Hazov was only inaugurated, ask the Gemara, Chinuch, Mandachar Shemei. Our Mishnah brings in the issue of Chinuch, and the Gemara wants to know who added this to the Mishnah. So there are two approaches in the Rishonim how to understand this Gemara. One approach in the Rishonim is that the Gemara's question is, in general, our Mishnah is speaking about the connection between the Talmud Shel Shach and the Talmud Shel Ben Abayim. The connection between the Ketores Baboik and the Ketores Ben Abayim. And the Mishnah wants to know what is the connection. That's one way of learning. Another way of learning is that the Ketores Ben Abayim, we can understand why the Mishnah speaks about the way the Mizbeach Hazov, the Mizbeach HaPnimi, on which the Ketores is brought, is inaugurated. Because it's connected to the issue, what if you miss the Ketores Baboiki, you could bring the Ketores Ben Abayim. The Gemara's question, however, is that our Mishnah also speaks about the inauguration of the Mizbeach HaChitzin. And the Gemara wants to know, why was that included in the Mishnah? Answers the Gemara, Chsuri Mechzer V'Achitani. This is the way to understand the Mishnah. And it's important to point out, when we have this wording of the Gemara, Chsuri Mechzer V'Achitani, many times in Shas. How do we understand it? One way of understanding is that Klal Yisrael, in the many years of Golus, lost parts of the Gemara. And therefore the Gemara comes to tell us, Chsuri Mechzer V'Achitani, that words of the Mishnah sort of got deleted. Another pshat that I saw for Rabbi Goyim suggests that the Gemara is saying it's our lack of understanding that prevents us and causes us to have this question. Were we to understand the Mishnah properly, we would not have a question. And this is the way to understand the Mishnah. If they didn't bring the keves in the morning, if they missed the Talmud Shachar, they should not bring the Talmud Sheben Habayim. Continues the Gemara, the Medvar Amurim. When was that halacha said? Strictly, in a time, if the Mizbeach wasn't inaugurated, if the Mizbeach was already inaugurated, if the Mizbeach Hazov was already inaugurated, then the halacha is Yakrivu Ben Habayim. They may bring the Talmud Sheben Habayim. On this comments of Shimon, Amosai, when does the halacha apply that if they didn't bring it in the morning, they could still bring the afternoon Talmud Sheben Habayim? V'zman shaya nusim ha-shagigim. It was an oinus or a shagig. Aval m'hoi mezidim, if it was deliberate, did halacha is like kriva kavis b'biker, and they didn't bring the tamid shebiker, then the halacha will be like kriva ben abayim. They shouldn't bring the tamid sheben abayim. Continues the Gemara in explaining our Mishnah, like tiruk tyrus b'biker. If they didn't bring the tyrus in the morning, here says the Gemara yakriva ben abayim. Ask the Gemara menonimili, what is the basis of this ruling? Says the Gemara, the Tanna Rabban, the Braisa teaches us. V'sakavis hashen etas ben abayim. Sheni ben Abayim, only the second Tamid of the day should be brought ben habayim, v'loy rishim ben habayim. But if this is going to be the first tamid that's going to be brought today, it may not be brought as the first tamid in the afternoon. Continues the Gemara. The medvar murim, however, when was that said? Strictly in a situation shloim neschanach hamizbeach, that the mizbeach was not yet inaugurated. Avol neschanach hamizbeach, once the mizbeach was inaugurated, afilu rishim ben habayim. Even the first tamid could be brought in the afternoon. For which Rav Shimon says, Emesai, Bezman Shoya Hanusim, it's strictly in a situation where they were Anusim Ashoyikim. Avol Im Hoyu Mezidin, if it was deliberate, like Krivu Kevis Baboiker, if they didn't bring a tumbin in the morning, like Krivu Bein Habayim. So there's a number of very important points to be made. One point that many Mefarshim make is as follows. Agamar is teaching us a very interesting halacha. The Mishnah already actually taught us this halacha. That if the circumstances are that the Tamid Shaben HaBoiker was not brought, but it was Shoyi, Groinus, that the halacha is you're allowed to bring the Tamid Shaben HaBayim, the halacha is you only bring the Tamid Shaben HaBayim. You don't bring the Tamid Shal Shachar. Whereas by Ketoris, in a situation that if you miss the Ketoris HaBoiker, when you bring the Ketoris in the afternoon, you don't just bring the portion that's supposed to be brought in the afternoon, you bring even what was supposed to be brought in the morning. What's the difference? So Mefarshim say there's a very fundamental difference. The Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Ben Habayim are two separate mitzvahs. So if you miss the Tamid Shel Shachar, you could still bring the Tamid Shel Ben Habayim. On the other hand, if you miss the Tamid Shel, if you miss the Ketoris, the Torahs in the morning, the Torahs in the afternoon are not to be viewed as two separate mitzvahs. It's one, half in the morning, half in the afternoon. So if you bring in the afternoon and you didn't bring in the morning, then the halacha will be that you have to bring the entire portion what was supposed to be brought in the morning as well as what's supposed to bring in the afternoon. Then there's another question that many Mefarshim discuss. The halacha is that the Tamid Shel Shachar is supposed to be the first carbon of the day. Everybody knows that halacha. Not to bring any carbon before the Tamid Shel Shachar. So our Gemara is talking about the following situation. The Tamid Shel Shachar was not brought, and the Mishnah and the Gemara are teaching us that under many circumstances, I would even say most circumstances, you'll bring the Tamid Shel Ben Habayim. But it turns out you're bringing the Tamid Shel Ben Habayim before the Tamid Shel Shachar. And the halacha is you're not allowed to bring any carbon before the Tamid Shel Shachar. So how could that work? I saw three terutz. One terutz is that the halacha that no carbon may be brought before the Tamid Shel Shachar is regarding all other kabbanas besides the Tamid. The Tamid Shel Ben Habayim doesn't have that rule. You could bring the Tamid Shel Ben Habayim before you bring the Tamid Shel Shachar. It's one terutz I saw. Another terutz that I saw is that when is there a halacha that you can't bring any carbon before the Tamid Shel Shachar, when it's the time of the carbon Tamid Shel Shachar. It's the morning. And the morning is the time for Tamid Shel Shachar. So the halach is, you can't bring any carbon before the Tamid Shel Shachar. Obviously, we're not talking about any morning anymore. We're talking about the afternoon. In the afternoon, when it's no longer the zman of the Tamid Shel Shachar, the rule that you can't bring any carbon before the Tamid Shel Shachar doesn't apply. Another teretz, a whole different approach to this Gemara, is that the Gemara is referring to a situation where they brought the Tamid Shel Shachar, and then the Mizbeach got damaged, and now they need to re-inaugurate the Mizbeach, and that's when the Gemara makes the difference if it was or wasn't inaugurated. Then I saw Rav Shach, in the Sefer Avi Ezri, brings an interesting Machloikas Rishonim, how to understand this din of the inauguration of the Mizbeach. That we're learning that if the Mizbeach wasn't inaugurated, you can't bring the Tamid Shel Ben Habayim. There's two ways of understanding it. He says it's actually Machlokes Rishonim. He says one way of understanding is it's a din in the carbon. The Tamid Shel Ben Habayim can never be the first carbon that's brought after the Mizbeach is inaugurated. So it's a din in the Tamid Shel Ben Habayim. That's one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it, he says, again, he says this is Machlokes Rishonim, is that the Tamid, that after Mizbeach is inaugurated, the first carbon that has to be brought is the Tamid Shel Shachar. Otherwise, the inauguration is not considered an inauguration. What would be a nafkamina between these, in this Machlokes Rishonim? A gewaldige nafkamina. What would be Mashiach comes on Erev Pesach? Mashiach comes on Erev Pesach, and Mashiach comes on Erev Pesach after they already bought the Talmud Shebein Habayim. Will they still be able to bring the Korban Pesach? What's relevant for Pesach Sheni? Will they still be able to bring the Korban Pesach that day? If we're saying that this is a rule specific to Talmud Shebein Habayim, the Talmud Shebein Habayim cannot be the first Korban after the inauguration, but it doesn't speak to any other Korban, so we'll still be able to bring the Korban Pesach on that day. But if we're saying that what the Mishnah is teaching us, the Gemara is teaching us, is that in order for the inauguration to be valid, the first Korban has to be the Talmud Shel Shachar, a Mashiach comes later in the day, and he can't bring the Talmud Shel Shachar anymore, that year, even though Baruch Hashem Mashiach came, we won't be able to bring the Korban Pesach. Amar Rav Shimon, continues the Gemara, Loi Krivu Ktaris B'Boiker, if they didn't bring the Ktaris in the morning, Yaktir Ben Abayim. Ask the Gemara, V'chikayanim Chotu Mizbeich Bottle. Ask the Gemara, according to this, Midaraisa, you'll have to bring the Korban Talmud Shel Ben Abayim, if not, if the Mizbeich has already been inaugurated, even if the Talmud Shel Shachar was not brought. So Hakar of Shimon asked the Gemara to teach us that if the Talmud Shel Shachar was not brought deliberately, you're not allowed to bring the Talmud Shel Ben Abayim. Why should the Mizbeich suffer? Because the Kohanim were negligent. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav HaChikamah. Lo Yakrivu Hein. The Gemara is speaking to those Kohanim who were negligent. Avlachayrim Yaktiru. Others can indeed bring the Talmud Shel Ben Abayim. So now the Gemara has changed itself very dramatically. The Gemara till now was teaching us that if the Talmud Shel Shachar was not brought deliberately, you can't bring the Talmud Shel Ben Abayim. Now suggests Rav Shimon is only speaking to those Kohanim. And there's a very big machlokes in the Mefarshim. Who does the Gemara mean? I saw three opinions. One opinion is it's speaking specifically to those Kohanim. Those Kohanim were supposed to do the Avoid in the morning. If they didn't do the Avoid in the morning, then they shouldn't do the Avoid in the afternoon. Other Kohanim, who weren't the ones that were culpable, can. It's one pshat. A second pshat, we know that the Kohanim were divided into 24 Mishmairis, and every Mishmah was divided into Beis Av, 6 Bati Av per Mishmah every day of the week, and Shabbos they all did the Avoida. So all the Kohanim of that Beis Av will not be allowed to bring the Talmud Shel Ben Abayim, but the other Kohanim of that Mishmah, who are not from that Beis Av, will be allowed to. And the third opinion is that all the Kohanim of the Mishmah won't be allowed to, but other Kohanim who are not from that Mishmah will be allowed to. Continues the Gemara. Like Tiru Ktaris B'Biker, if the Ktaris wasn't brought in the morning, the Lachas Yaktiru Ben Abayim. They could bring it in the afternoon. Says the Gemara, why are we more lenient by the Ktaris than by the Tamid? That by the Tamid, we're learning the Halach is that if the Tamid was not brought deliberately, it can't be made up, at least certainly by those Kohanim, as we just discussed. The Ktaris, there is no such rule. Answers the Gemara, since the Ktaris is less common, I'm going to explain this in a moment, they didn't make a gzeira by the Ktaris like they made by the Mizbeach. Like by the Talmud. So Rashi explains the Gemara as follows. The Halach is, we know, Rashi says, the Ktaris, person who does the avoid of the Ktaris, becomes wealthy. That's why the Halach is that no Kohen may repeat doing the avoid of the Ktaris. And since no Kohen may repeat doing the avoid of the Ktaris, we're not worried that the Ktaris will not be brought. Moreover, Rashi says, since the Ktaris is only brought twice a day, so it's something that happens infrequently. Moreover, since the rule is that the person who did the avoid of the Ktaris, it's a school of Ashiris, we have no reason to make exacerbated Ktaris. The Talmud, on the other hand, doesn't have that skula. The Talmud, there is no rule that you can't do the avoid it twice. The Talmud, even though the Talmud is only brought twice a day, as is the Ktaris, but there are other Kabbanis Oila besides the Talmud, so they made Xerah by the Talmud, even though they didn't make it Xerah by the Oila, even though they didn't make Xerah by the Ktaris. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara. Tysus explains the Gemara entirely differently. Tysus says that this that we just said, that the Torah brings wealth, the same thing does the carbon oil. And therefore Taisa just relies on the point that we just made. The Torah is so much less frequent than the oil. And since the Torah is so much less frequent than the oil, that's why they made Xavier by the Talmud and not by the Torah. This Gemara, this issue that we have just now discussed, is the basis of a Maril, which the Ramah quotes Lahalocha. The Ramah quotes Lahalocha that a person who has Baruch Hashem, a baby boy, and he makes a bris, should not be mechabit, should not give the honor of Sandakos to the same person that he gave previously. It means if Baruch Hashem had a son, and he was mechabit somebody to be a sandik, by the next son that he Baruch Hashem has, he should honor somebody else with the sandikos. That's the Ramah's psak. Neither Behuda questions the Ramah. The Gra questions the Ramah. So Neither Behuda's approach is because he says, like Taisa says, that's not only the Torah. Now, what's the basis of the Ramah? I should have pointed this out. Because the Ramah and the Maril quote Arabeinu Peretz that says the Sandik is like somebody who brought the Ketairis. And just like we're learning now, that the Ketairis may not be brought by the same Kohen, you get one chance. Same thing by Sandakos, you only get one chance, like you only get chance one by Ketairis. The Noida Behuda, very much in line with the Taisus that we just quoted, says that it's not only the Ketairis that makes wealthy. It's all Avoidus. It's the carbon oil that also makes wealthy. And who says, therefore says the Noida Behuda, that the Ketairis should be more compared, that the Sandakar should be more compared to the Ketairis, maybe ought to be compared to the Karban Talmid. The Karban Talmid, and he even makes an argument why it should be compared to the Karban Talmid. Because the Ketairis has no blood involved. The Karban Talmid has blood involved, as does a Mitzvah Smila. And therefore, the Noida Behuda is not so quite certain to make sure this rule. The Gra takes the point even further, not necessarily agreeing with the Ramah. He says, because if the point is that we want to give everybody a chance to have Sandakos, like we want to give Orkahanim a chance to have a chance to do the Ketairis, so the Halacha, says the Gra, should not be limited to me. That means, what does the Ramah say? That if I was a Sandak, if I have a child, I should not be Mechabed, the same person twice, to be a Sandak. But according to our explanation, says the Gra, we shouldn't be mechabed anybody. We should be mechabed. If I was a sandik at any bris, I should not be allowed to be a sandik ever again, because I have to give somebody else a chance to become wealthy. And therefore, the Gra asks another question, sort of a sharp question. The Gra says that we unfortunately see that many people had sandikos and they didn't become wealthy. So therefore, the Gra says, this entire minig is not based on Rishonim. It's only a Sefer Chassidim that we don't have to be makbid on. Techsam Sofer takes a different approach. Techsam Sofer says that actually, we don't know. It could well be that this person who had Sandakos, who knows what kind of punishment, who knows what kind of problem he could have encountered. And because if he had the Sandakos was what saved him from any problems, even though it didn't bring wealth to him. Also, interesting point that the Chassam Sofer makes, and we're going to discuss this more in a moment. The Chassam Sofer says that even though we just learned the Ramah Paskins, that the same person shouldn't be tzaddik in a family twice, it doesn't apply to the Rav of the city. Why not? So just like the halacha is that the Kohen Gadol has a right to always do any avoid that he wants, even though we just discussed a moment ago there were mishmairis, with turns, with gairals, the Kohen Gadol neitel chelik b'roish, he supersedes everything else. So too, says the Chassam Sofer, is the din of the Rav of the town. But then I saw something fascinating from Reb Chaim Kreisworth. Zichrono Livracha. Reb Chaim Kreisworth says that he once met a Rav from Yemen, from Taman, and he discussed this issue. That here the Ramah says, don't give sandakos to somebody twice in the same family. The same family shouldn't give somebody twice because it makes the person wealthy and we want to give everybody a turn. Yet he says we don't see that necessarily happy. So he said, this Rav told him, because everybody has misunderstanding, a misreading. He says, Tzedakah is only one part of the bris. There's many kibbudim, or a number of kibbudim by bris. In order for this gula to work, you have to have everything. Otherwise, that's not what the Ramah is talking about. And he said, at the next bris that he was asked to be tzedak, and he said it all brisim from then on, that he was asked to be tzedak, he said he only agrees to be tzedak if he's given everything. They don't have to make him tzedak, but if they want to make him tzedak, he has to be everything. So he says they were mechaberim tzedakos, and they agreed to his terms. And he says a day or two later, he got a letter in the mail that there was some wealthy Jew who had passed away and left him his money in the will. Now I saw a very interesting discussion by Rabbi Yosef. Here we're learning, our Gemara is clear about that, that Ketairus, you shouldn't give a Kayin twice. Once a Kayin does Ketairus once, he shouldn't get another turn. Ask Rabbi Yosef, we know that the Kayin Gadol did the Avoida of Ketairus every year on Yom Kippur. We learned the Mishnah Masechta Yuma did not only on Yom Kippur, but a week before Yom Kippur, in order to practice, he was the one that did the avoid of the Ketairus every day. Yet he was saying that the Kohen should never do Ketairus more than once in his life. How do we reconcile what we're learning? So Rabbi Yosef gives two answers. One answer he gives is, when does this rule apply? It only applies if there isn't someone already assigned to it. In all the cases that I just discussed, the Kohen Gadol is assigned to the Ketairus. If the Kohen Gadol is assigned to the Ketairus, Avada, he gets the Ketairus. Nobody else can stand in his way. That's one teretz Rabbi Yosef gives. Rabbi Yosef gives another teretz. The pasuk says, "Vakoyin hagodol mi'achiv." And the Gemara explains, and Rashi quotes the Gemara, "Gad leyu mishalechov." That if the Kohen Gadol is supposed to be a wealthy individual, and if he isn't, it becomes the obligation of his family, of the other Kohanim, to make him wealthy. So it says, if Ketairus makes a person wealthy, the Kohanim were very happy to let the Kohen Gadol have Ketairus, like that he'll become wealthy. They won't have to take any money out of their own pocket. So I saw from Rabbi Yosef's son-in-law, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, and the Sefer Cheshukei Chemed, he says, a nafkamin between these two terutzim. He says, what would be the halacha if a father of Baruch Hashem has a baby? Could he take tzedakos at his own children's bris more than once? He says, if we follow the approach that Rabbi Yosef says, that if you're assigned to it, if it belongs to you, then this rule doesn't apply. So he says, then if a person has a child, he has the right to decide who should have the kibbutz by bris. He comes first. And therefore, says Rabbi Yosef, he says, according to that, a father, even though he can't ask somebody else to be a tzedek more than once at one of his children's bris, and he could take tzedakos at every bris if he wants. We say the other terrorists, because it's a special rule of Gadleya Mishalechov, that doesn't apply by every individual. Continues the Gemara. Amar Shimon, the Kulais of Kreva Ben Abayim, the entire shear of the Ketairus was brought in the afternoon. Shem Mechanchas Mizbech Azov, El Bektairus Hassam Shal Ben Abayim. Asked the Gemara. So he was saying that the Mizbech Azov, the Mizbech Apnimi, is inaugurated with the Ketairus that's brought in the afternoon. Asked the Gemara, but have we not learned the Brice that says Bektairus Hassam Shal Shachar? It's with the morning Ketairus. Answers the Gemara, Tanahi. It's Machlokes Tanoim, which Ketairus is Mechanach the Mizbeach. Om Rabbi says the Gemara, Mistaber Kamad Omer Ketairus Shabayin Abayim. It makes sense to say it's the Ketairus Shabayin Abayim that's Mechanach the Mizbeach. The Ksib, because we read the words of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Babayka Babayka, Betivas Aneris Yakterena. Elav, so the Ketairus compares the Ketairus to the Neris. Now the question is, Ilav that loka over that loka miurta. If not, that the hadloka was done in the evening, hatav mitzarv from a hecha. So of course you have to clean in the morning. So just like the menorah is inaugurated with the afternoon lighting, because that's when the menorah is lit. So too will it be with the kabbonis. It should be yakterena. We compare the ketairus to the menorah. There's a very famous machlokes, Rambam and Rashba. The Sfasemus makes this point. When is the menorah lit? The Rambam, the Rashba learns that the menorah is lit strictly in the afternoon. The Rambam learns it was lit in the morning and in the afternoon. So ask the Sfasemis, according to the Rambam, this Gemara doesn't make sense. What are we saying? We're comparing the Ketairis to the Menorah. That just like the Menorah is in the afternoon, so to the Ketairis. But according to the Rambam, the Menorah is also in the morning. So what's Peshat in this Gemara? So isn't a ride that the Rashba is correct? Says the Sfasemis, even the Rambam who holds that the Menorah was lit in the morning doesn't hold that the main mitzvah was in the morning. He agrees that the main mitzvah about Lokas HaNeiros was in the afternoon. The morning was only an extension of the evening lighting. Ask the Gemara. So this is a Gevald Geraya. So how does the Mandama that says B'Ketaris Asam Shal Shachar learn that the Ketaris is inaugurated in the morning? Answers the Gemara, Gomem Mizbech Oila. He learns it from the Mizbech Oila. Ma'ala Halan, just like the Mizbech Oila, as we have been learning, was inaugurated B'Tam Shal Shachar, Afkan B'Ketaris Asam Shal Shachar. We learned in the Mishnah, V'lois HaShulchan, the Shulchan is inaugurated, El B'lechem Aponim B'Shabbos, Lechem Aponim B'Shabbos. So ask the Gemara, what is the Deek in the Mishnah? B'choil, Ichinucha Hadol Mechanech. You can't inaugurate the Shulchan during the week. Ask the Gemara, Gedusha Mekadashi, but you could put in the Lechem. That isn't true. As we're going to learn later in our Masechta, the Halacha is that the Lechem could only be put into the Shulchan on Shabbos. Answers the Gemara, that's the way to understand the Mishnah. He Gufa Kamishalon. He Gufa Kamashalon. What is the Mishnah teaching us? The Chinuch, the Kiddush, the Shulchan, the Shabbos. That the Chinuch of the Shulchan is on Shabbos. You know why the Chinuch, that's what Rishonim explained in the Gemara. You know why the Chinuch of the Shulchan must be on Shabbos? Because the Kiddush of the Shulchan must be on Shabbos. Because you can't put Lechem any other time. Kiddushani Seifa. Continuing what we've been learning, just like the menorah, the chinuch could only be in the afternoon. Why? Because the menorah is only lit in the afternoon. According to the Rambam, the main lighting is in the afternoon. Begins the Gemara by quoting a brisa. Interesting brisa. Tan Rabbanan, Zag Tyrus. There was a situation by the Tyrus. She also liyochid a mizbeach achitzin. There was a situation where the Tyrus was brought by an individual, not by the tzibur. And it was brought on the Mizbech HaPchitzin, not on the Mizbech HaPnimi. But comments the Gemara, it was a Rosh HaHaisa. It was a special situation, a special dispensation. Ask the Gemara, what is the Braisa talking about? Hecha. Amra Papa, B'Nasim. It's talking about the Nasim. We all remember the Parsha, that the Torah teaches us that when the Mishkan was inaugurated, every day of the first 12 days of Nisan, a different Nasi brought a series of Kabbalahs. That was a special situation where they were individuals that brought the Ketaris on the Mizbech Hazav and the Mizbech HaChitzin. And as the Rishonim explained, why? Because the entire purpose of their carbon, of their gift, was to show that they are participating in every type of avoid that is possible in every type of carbon that's possible. And that's why they brought even the Ketaris. Although I saw a very powerful vort from the Meshech Chochma. He says, we know that who was the Nasi that brought the Kabbonis on the first day? Nachshon ben Aminadav. And we look at the Pasuk describing it, he says, Vayihi ha-makrif. B'yom HaRishon, who was the makrif on the first day? Nachshon ben Aminadav. Says the Meshech Chochma, we know throughout Shas, the Halach is, Ein Vayihi, when the Torah uses the words Vayihi, Ela Loshen Tzar. He says, what's the Tzar? They were inaugurating the Mishkan. So he says, because this was the time, the only time, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, that individuals brought the Ketaris, this is what caused, he said, Kairach, to say, why is the Ketaris limited to the Kahanim? Chikala e the Kulub Kadoshim. Everybody should be allowed to participate in the Ketaris. And the sorrow, the problem of Kairach, emanated from this. Vayhi. That's the Vayhi. So ask the Gemara, what's the deed? The deek is that this was the only time that an individual could bring Ketaris on the Mizbech HaChitzin. Ha Mizbech HaPnimi, the deek is, a Yochid Kimi Makrif. Furthermore, another deek, a Mizbech HaChitzin, Yochid Hu. It's only a Yochid who can't bring Ketaris any other time in the Mizbech HaChitzin. Ha Tzibur, the Tzibur may. Asking him, is that true? For Tanya, the Braisa says, Yochid Mesnadim Mevi Kiyotzba, the Dova, that a Yochid should be able to donate Ketaris, and if he makes such a pledge, he should have to fulfill it, because the Korah Nibo, that you have to fulfill your obligation, Tamaloyma, Loisala, Olav Ketaris. The Yochid can never donate Ketores. Continues the Braisa. Yochel or Yochid maybe. Maybe a Yochid shouldn't be allowed to bring Ketores. Shame Mechavarsu Kiyotzba, because there's never a situation that a Yochid brings Ketores. Avot Tzibur, the Tzibur maybe, that they should be allowed to bring extra Ketores. Shemevi Chayv Kiyotzba, because we find that the Tzibur brings Ketores every day. Tamaloy Meloy Salu, they may not bring. Yochel, we would think, that the tzibur may not bring ketores on the mizbech apnimi. Av yala mizbech achitzen, they should be allowed to bring. Tamaloymer, a shemen hamishchav as a ketores of samim, lekoidish kekol ash tzvisicha yasu. You have to follow the rules. En lechal mashab abinyan. The only ketores that may be brought is the Torah tells us, half in the morning, half in the evening, nothing else. He was saying that the tzibur can maybe bring, the yochid can bring. How do we understand this braisa? Answered the Gemara, Amar Papa, we misunderstood the braisa. Says the Gemara, Lo Miboyi. The way to understand the braisa goes without saying. Lo Miboyi Tzibur Mizbech Achitzin. Certainly the Tzibur may never bring Ketores to Mizbech Achitzin to Lo Yashkechon. For we never find a situation that the Tzibur brings Ketores on the Mizbech Achitzin. Furthermore, Lo Miboyi, it also goes without saying, the Yochid on Mizbech Apnimi. That a yochid should never be allowed to bring ketores from the mizbech apnimi. For again, the lo yashkechon. In our entire history, we never find that a yochid brought ketores on the mizbech achitzin. But says the braisa, afilu a yochid on mizbech achitzin, we would think that a yochid on mizbech achitzin should be allowed to bring ketores. Why? Dashkechon and nasiim. We have a precedent that the nasiim, who are individuals, brought ketores on the mizbech achitzin. Teaches us the braisa. No, that was a Rosh Hashanah, so it was a special situation that should not be modeled or repeated. We actually go back now to Masechet Menachos. We've taken quite a break from Daf Chof Zayin till Daf Nun. One of the Karban Minchas that were brought every day is the Chavitah Kohen Gadol. The Torah speaks about the Chavitah Kohen Gadol, it's going to be the Sugya till the end of the Perek, where the Kohen brought a shear, a sorin, and a sorin of flour, Machtzisa b'boiker, half in the morning, or Machtzisa b'en ha'abayim, and half in the evening. And the Gemara now, the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to discuss extensively the halachas of the Chavitah Kohen Gadol. It's interesting to point out that the Arbar Benel gives no less than 10 reasons why the Kohen Gadol was supposed to bring the Chavitim. I don't know if I'll remember all of them. He says one is to show the Chavitim, as I just said, were brought half in the morning, half in the afternoon. Half always represents anova. It always represents humble, being modest. And the Kohen Gadol wanted to make that point. Another reason he explains, we know that the Karban Mincha, who typically brought a Karban Mincha? A poor individual. And maybe we'll think my Karban isn't so great. That's why he brought the Chavitim. The Karban Gadol brought a Mincha every day to show you're not any less than anyone else. Another pshat is that we know that the Kohanim did the Avodah. And there's always a concern that the Kohanim maybe didn't do the Avodah properly. So he brings a Karban Mincha to be a Kapara in case the Kohanim didn't do the Avodah. Another pshat that I saw is that the Kohen Gadol, who is the extension of Aaron, and Aaron did the Chet HaEgel, he was involved with the Chet HaEgel, so for his entire career of all the Kohanim Gedolim, they had to bring the Chavitei Kohen Gadol to be a Kapara. Other pshatim that I saw is to show that even the Kohen Gadol participates in the Avodah. He isn't just a taker. He himself, as we're going to learn, it had to come from his own funds. Very powerful Sfasemis says as follows. There's actually one other person that brought the Chavitim. When a Kohen Hedyot was inaugurated for his Avodah, he brings Chavitim. But unlike the Kohen Gadol, who brings the Chavitim every day, he brought it once, the day of his inauguration, to doing the Avodah. What is the lesson, says the Sfas Emes? The Kohen Gadol is supposed to look at his Avodah every day is like your first day. Just like that Kohen, today's his first day, it's his inauguration, he comes with a tremendous geschmack. The Kohen Gadol for years. No, every day is your first day. How do you show it? Just like that Kohen Hedyot brings the Chavitim, so too do you bring the Chavitim every day. So as we said, the Chavitim were Torah teaches us machtzitzah b'boiker, machtzitzah b'ben abayim. Teaches us the Mishnah, chavita kain godel, lo yedboin chatzoyim. He didn't bring half in the morning and half in the evening. Ela mevi yisar and sholem, bring the entire sholem, v'chatzayu and divide it. Makriv machtz b'boiker, he bring half in the morning, or machtz b'ben abayim and half in the evening. A very big machlokes rishonim, Rambam and Ravid. How exactly the chavitim were brought. Because the isaron of flour of the Kohen Gadol was baked into 12 loaves. The Rambam learns that in the morning they baked them into 12 loaves, and every loaf was divided into half. 12 halves were brought in the morning, and 12 halves were brought in the afternoon. The Ravid disagrees. He says 6 full loaves were brought in the morning, and 6 full loaves were brought in the afternoon. Now, before we get deeper into the sugya, there's a very fundamental question that the Achronim discuss. And in almost every piece of Gemara you could use to try to discuss this question. The Megdish Tavit discusses this, the Chazon Yecheskel discusses this. The question is, how do we understand the Chavita Kohen Gadol? Do we understand the Chavita Kohen Gadol as a private carbon of the Kohen Gadol that the Torah obligates? Or do we understand it as a carbon seber that the Kohen Gadol has to bring, that it's really a carbon seber? He's supposed to give it over to the tzibur, but the Torah gives instructions that it comes from his funds to be given over to the tzibur. And as we get into the Gemara, we'll try to see different rayas to different approaches. Says the Mishnah, Kohen Shemevi Mechza Shekles. If the Kohen Gadol brought his half in the morning, Umeis, and then light, and then he passes away. Uminu kain achatachtav. Now they appoint a new kain. Lo yavich chatzir sarmi beisai. The second kain may not bring from his home. Lo yavich chatzir sarmi beisai. Or furthermore, says the Mishnah, what he may not do is v'lo chatzir sroinoi sharishin. He can't bring the remaining half that the first kain brought. The first kain gadol brought what was left over. Ella mevi isarim shalim. He has to bring his own isarim v'chatzayu and divide it. Makriv machtza, one half will be makriv, or machtza of it, and one half will be taken to waste, to be burned. Nimtza shnei chatzayim krevim. That day you'll have two half of the isarim brought. The first kohen gadol in the morning, and the second kohen gadol in the afternoon, and each one of them has a half that are gone over them to be burned. Interesting, Rashi. Rashi makes the point that the second Kohen had to be appointed before the Tamid Sheben Abayim. So the Sefer Michas of Rom asks, why before Tamid Sheben Abayim? The Chavite Kohen Gadol were brought after Tamid Sheben Abayim. So what's the difference if the Tamid Sheben Abayim was brought or not? As long as he was appointed before the time that the Chavite of the afternoon have to be brought, this thing should apply. Says the Michas of Rom. Goes back to something we discussed earlier in the Shir. Just like no carbon may be brought before the Tamid Shel Shachar, so too may no carbon be brought after the Tamid Sheben Abayim. So if so, how were the Chavitim brought after the Tamid Sheben Abayim? The answer is because the afternoon Chavitim are not a new carbon. It's a carbon that's just being completed. Such a carbon can be brought after Tamid Sheben Abayim. But that's only if it's the same Kohen Gadol in the morning and the afternoon. But here we're talking about it, that's a new Kohen Gadol. The first Kohen Gadol unfortunately passed away. So it's not a new carbon, it's not an old carbon that's being completed, it's an entirely new carbon. An entirely new carbon, the halacha is, you have to bring, an entirely new carbon, the halacha is, you have to bring, in order that it should be able to be brought, it has to be, he had to be appointed and designated the carbon before the Tamid Sheben Abayim. Furthermore, again, as I said, this Gemara seems to be a raya that it's a private carbon. Why? Because if it was the carbon of the tzibur, why can't the second Kohen Gadol just retake what the first Kohen Gadol donated? It must be that it's his own private carbon, and every Kohen Gadol has his own private obligation. But let's learn the Braisa. Tanabon. If the Torah had used the word mincha machtzis, we would indeed say, maybe chatzi yisar mibeisa shachris, bring a half yitzar in the morning, or makrif, chatzi yitzar mibeisa aravis, or makrif. Each half, morning, evening. Tamloimut, so the Torah uses the words, machtzis v'baika, machtzis v'arif, machtz mishalom, v'makrif. You have to bring the entire Yisarin. Okay, so what is done? Navy Yisarin Shalim, bring an entire Yisarin v'chatzehu and divide it. Or makrif machzav abayka, half in the morning, or machzav ben abayim. Teaches us the Mishnah, Braisa, Nitma, machzav shmen abayim. If the half that was left over for the evening became tomei, oisha ovat, or got lost, so now the Kohen Gadol, we still have Baruch Hashem, the same Kohen Gadol, but he doesn't have the other half, the second half to bring in the afternoon. So now he has to bring a carbon in the afternoon, he should just bring a chatzi sarin in the evening, the yakrif. He has to take half of a whole. Okay, so what should he do? Navy sarin shalmi beisoy, bring an entire sarin from your home, and divide it, or makrif machtza, and bring half, or machtza of it. And the other half of what you brought in the afternoon, you have to let burn. Nimtza, so what is the situation in this case? Shnei chatzoim kreim, two chatzoim were brought, v'shnei chatzoim, and two half were oived and were burned. Another situation discussed at the Braisa. Kohen Gadol shekirkev machtza shakras. If the Kohen Gadol brought his half in the morning, or Mason, he unfortunately passes away, or Mino Achatachtav, and now they appointed a new Kohen. Yochel Yavi Chatzi Yisrami Beisai. He should bring only a Chatzi Yisrami from his home. Or Chatzi Yisroinu Shlorishin. Or he should bring a half of the first Kohen's, the half that's remaining from the first Kohen, Gadol, Tamalayim Machtzisa Be'erev. Machtzu Mishalom Humevi. Or Makrif. Okay, Tzad. Mevi Yisrami Shalom. Bring an entire Yisrami. V'chatzeu and divide it. Or Makrif. And be makrovit. And again, we have makrov machza or machza ovad. And again, we have the same situation that in that day, nimtzu shnei chatzoim oivdim, two of the chatzoim were burnt, the shnei chatzoim and two halves were nikraf. Says the Gemara, Tana Tana Kamed Rav Nachman, machza rishon or machza sheni, the second half of the Kohen Gadol, if he passed away, the second half that he never brought, and the second half of the Kohen Gadol, of the new Kohen Gadols are all Tubitz Rosen. We have this concept of Tubitz Rosen many times. It either means that it's Pash Pshat, it means it's left overnight to be burnt. Some say the Reino Chananel, it also has to decompose. And then the Yetzel Beis Yisrafa. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman says, Bishlam Arishan, I can understand why the first half, the half of the Kohen Gadol of the morning that's not going to be brought has to be burnt. Because Ichsel HaKrava, at one point it was ready to be brought as a carbon. Unfortunately, the Kohen Gadol passed away, and that's why it's going to be burnt. Because the halacha is anything that was one time kadosh cannot just be thrown away. El Sheni, but the second half of the Kohen Gadol of the afternoon, Lam Le'Ebet Sura, why should it be left to be burnt? Mikura Le'Ebet Kase, it was never valid, so why should it be burnt? Answers the Gemara, two truths. One teretz, Dom Lachmani, who is the Tana? Tana de Bei Rav Avuhu, is the Tana Bei Rav Avuhu, Dom Afilu Pigel Toyin Ibitzura. That makes no difference, even something is totally disqualified, you can't just burn it without leaving it overnight. Rav Asham Afilu Tam Rabbanan, it could even be following the opinion of the Rabbanan. Kivan, the Be'in of the Palgabu, at the time that they're dividing it, let's understand, the Kohen Gadol in the afternoon, the new Kohen Gadol, is bringing an entire Chisorin, dividing it, one half he'll bring as a carbon, the other half he'll leave burnt. Now, which half? He has a choice to choose either half. Ibai high makrif, bibai makrif high makrif. He choose either one to be makrif. Since he has the right to choose whichever one he wants to be makrif, so that means they were both eligible. Merci chazal. So since they were both eligible, the halach is that anything that was once eligible that becomes disqualified has to be burnt, has to have Ibutzurah.